Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an x-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help entrepreneurs craft the appropriate message utilizing the right channel to connect with their potential clients. So I am super excited to introduce Veronica Herfindahl. Now, Veronica is a passionate marketing strategist, helping entrepreneurs approach marketing with ease and confidence. She's the founder of Leads to Grow, which is a digital marketing agency. Now, she's also working on a marketing coaching program to empower entrepreneurs with the knowledge they need to successfully market and grow their business. Now, after 20 years of marketing and communication experience in the private and not-for-profit sectors, Veronica decided to leave the corporate world to do what she enjoys the most, helping entrepreneurs. She currently lives in the beautiful West Coast of Canada, where she enjoys hiking with her daughter and husband. And Veronica is also an avid Argentine tango dancer. Well, welcome, Veronica. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi there. Thank you for having me here. I'm so excited myself too.
Yeah, and I just love how you've taken your extensive expertise in marketing and now helping entrepreneurs get their message out there so they can attract new clients. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Fantastic.
And well, so Veronica, if you could share with us exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice, your marketing strategy work?
Well, I've always had a passion for helping people, and I wanted to have my own business for a very long time. Last year, with all the craziness around the pandemic, I had the time to reflect, and I quickly realized that I wanted to be able to help a lot more people on my own terms. And the easiest way, the fastest way to reach as many people as possible is if I did it on my own rather than continue working for corporations. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, there is no better time than now. A lot of people require connections and help. And I think that was the tipping point where I decided it's today the right time to do it. It's now.
Mm, that's great. Yeah, I love that. You have been asking the question, sounds like for a long time, what business can I have? I want my own business. What business can I have? And here you're sitting on this incredible expertise and skill set that is so necessary for other people to be able to take their expertise out there to the world. And you realize that this is it. This is now. Let's do this. And it sounded like you just looked within and took that leap. So yeah, I love that. Well, how long have you had your own coaching practice or your marketing strategy practice? And has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Well, it's going to be a year. It's almost a year now. And I wouldn't say that my vision has changed. I was very clear since the beginning that I wanted to help entrepreneurs market their business with ease and confidence.
Right.
However, I have to adapt. I've been adapting my services to ensure that I can fulfill my clients' needs. So some need more one-on-one coaching, some other prefer to have more structured training for them to follow at their own pace. So the adjustment has been more so in how I provide my services rather than my vision.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, that's understandable in terms of just meeting with people in a way that provides them with the outcome they're looking. Okay, well, how do we serve them? How do we do that? Is it one-on-one? Is it through, like I believe I referenced in your intro and bringing you into the call here in terms of a coaching program to empower entrepreneurs. So yeah, I can definitely see how that path is kind of presenting itself. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
I think in general, the economy worldwide has changed, right? Mm-hmm. And I think my ability to serve people have also been affected by, comments, questions myself in terms of, am I doing the right thing? Should I go back to what I know, what I've done for 20 years, or I continue on with something that is new and as exciting that it could be, it will also bring uncertainty in certain times. But I've always stayed concentrated on what I want to achieve and my why. Why am I doing this? And it's to serve people, to help my potential clients to succeed. And I go back and continue on my track to be able to achieve what I'm here to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just keeping that beacon, that purpose, that sense of, it's your mission, right? And keeping that as the why that drives all your efforts so that you have this sense of continuity. Because let's face it, sometimes it can be quite overwhelming starting your own business, especially Absolutely. Jumping out of the corporate world where there's lots of structure and you do your one part. Now suddenly you're out there and you're doing all the parts and you don't have the luxury of having another corporation's identity to work within. You're creating your own identity and your own brand, and all those components are freeing, to be able to create our own, but yet can feel overwhelming. So I love that you have really focused on keeping your why as the guardrail or the guiding light. So yeah, that's great. Well, Veronica, you're obviously an expert at helping entrepreneurs really create the essence of the work that they do in beautiful and effective marketing material and messages. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, I have to admit that I do. I do. I think the passion that I have, I love marketing, but I also love helping people. And often I find myself providing advice, suggesting things that people can do, and giving all my knowledge. I don't want to hold back. I want to give as much as I can. And I find sometimes that it's hard to remember that I'm here in business and I need to charge for my services. And I try to give way much more than I'm really charging for because I'd like to help.
Right.
And in many cases, I'm able or willing to take clients, well, cases, I should put it that way, in a volunteer basis because I want to help people and tend to forget a little bit that, well, as a part of a business, yeah. helping comes weak.
You don't have that paycheck coming in from that corporate entity.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's interesting. That mindset shift really is what it's all about. And I would love to provide you with a little bit of insight around maybe how to feel more at ease or authentic in not giving away your work, but yet charging for the expertise. If you'd like to hear a few.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, and I kind of intimated you're pretty fresh out of the corporate world that you were in for 20 years. 20 years is an extensive part of, extensive part of our lives, right? Regardless of how old we are, those 20 years can go by quicker depending on where we're at in our life journey. But 20 years is a long time to be a part of a bigger scene where you're expected to give. And if you don't give, then there's some problem, And so that's the mindset you're coming into this this new realm, this new container for the work that you do. And so it's very understandable. But what is really important to understand also is that the work that you provide for each entrepreneur is going to make this night and day difference for the work that they do, you know, for the entrepreneur in bringing their work to the world. You know, if you don't have a clear message that attracts your clients, potential clients, you're not in business. It's kind of like selling. If you have a great expertise, but you don't have the ability to enroll or acquire clients, you're not in business. So just understanding that, okay, I am in a different type of a work environment here, and I provide an impactful outcome for each of my clients. And so it's a matter of how do I structure a conversation that doesn't feel like I'm holding back, but gets them excited about wanting to have me work with them. And I feel like there's this incongruency within you that is, well, if I don't help them, they're not going to want to work with me. And the thing is, they do want to work with you because they do want your help, right? And so they're expecting to pay for your expertise. They're not expecting things for free. And so it's your mindset really that needs to shift around the fact that it's okay to say, well, this is how we can team up. And this is, I definitely understand your vision and I'm excited about the business that you have. And this is how we can get it out there and get it known and attract new clients. And this is what, this is how I work with entrepreneurs to help them do that. Would you like to hear more? They're expecting that. It's embracing the fact that you are no longer an employee expected to give, 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 even though that's within your makeup. That's within what brings you joy. That's great. But if you don't create the revenue to sustain yourself, then you cannot give.
Absolutely.
And so it's just taking a strong look at, you know, I am serving more if they engage with me to work more deeply with them. Because what you can solve in a quick 30, 40, 60 minute conversation is not nearly what you can provide to them in a long-term relationship or a project-oriented relationship where you're, okay, let's roll up our sleeves here. Let's really dive in and get some work done. So hopefully that helps move the needle a little bit in terms of feeling good about the work you do without having to give it away.
Thank you. It does. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, good. And Veronica, I'm just curious here. We are still in the middle of this pandemic. I'd like to think we're on the tail end of it. There is light at the end of the tunnel, but my gosh, it's been a year. And the impact that the pandemic has had on corporations, on people, you know, employees, you know, business owners, employees have been furloughed. Maybe they've started their own businesses. There's been just this whole upheaval in the economy and how people do the work that they do. So my question to you is, has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Absolutely. I think now more than ever, people are reconsidering what they were doing with their careers. Many people have decided to start new businesses because they are either not able to work the way they were before due to losing jobs and so on. And also because the limitations that we have physically, right, and restrictions. So a lot of people have started their business. I find that many of them that have great products, great services, great business plans, don't necessarily have the marketing foundation that they need, the marketing knowledge that they need. Mm-hmm. And that's where I decided to help in that area, because I want all those new entrepreneurs to succeed, to have a chance in succeeding. And I think having started with a solid marketing foundation will help them greatly. Mm-hmm. So definitely a lot more opportunity in that sense of helping people. And also Nowadays, well, even this interview, everything is digital, everything is online, and being able to provide those tools and resources that business need to market themselves and achieve their goals is critical.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Very well said. And because it is very critical in order for them to be able to get out into the marketplace and attract their new clients. So, well, Veronica, how do you work with entrepreneurs who want to finally get their messaging right and get it out there in an impactful way? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Absolutely. I think the number one thing that I talk to my clients about, regardless of what stage on their business they are at, is key to understand who their ideal client is. Who is that market, that audience they want to reach? Having a solid understanding of who they are trying to reach and connect with, it's critical. So helping them to find who that ideal client is, being able to communicate to their potential clients in a relevant way, using the mediums, the channels that those clients use, it's critical. So starting for a good understanding of their potential clients is key. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go step by step, depending on the stage of their business they are in, into assessing what are all the marketing channels, the marketing tools that they can benefit from, and determining and making a plan and a strategic plan to go step by step through the process, achieving the goals that they require with the tools they need to market. I think one of the biggest challenges that marketing presents to non-marketers out there is that they often feel pressure to do so many things at the same time. What social media channel you use? I need to be on Facebook, Twitter, mm-hmm. Instagram, YouTube, and you name it. There are so many out there, and they feel the pressure of doing everything at once because that's what they see. That's what they're exposed to. However, being a strategic and having a plan in place that allows them to utilize the mediums that they need at the time to convey the message they have for their clients, it is critical. You don't want them to be overwhelmed with making decisions that they are not necessarily clear on how they should be making those decisions. And they also don't want them to be burnout for trying to do too many things at the same time. When the reality is having a strategic plan in place with phases and steps by step, mm-hmm. will allow them to do it in a more sustainable way to truly be able to achieve the goals they want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It sounds like you have a very, very systematic approach that does take away that overwhelm and that sense of just, gosh, where do I start? And there's so much to do. And how can I possibly cover all these different channels? So, yeah, I love that. That is great. I love the bringing ease and simplicity into any of these, you know, processes that are required for entrepreneurs is really key. That's what I love about helping entrepreneurs in terms of the selling aspect too, because it's a lot more complicated to be an entrepreneur than one might originally think when they decide to go out there. So yeah, well, how can listeners reach you, Veronica, if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, I actually wanted to mention that I put together something for this interview. Oh. I wanted to be able to share with the audience three easy to follow tips to start a solid marketing foundation for their business. So if they go to veronicaherfandahl.ca, they can provide their email address and I will send them right away the easy to follow three key tips so they can start a solid marketing foundation for their business.
Okay, fantastic. So that's to your website, which is Veronica Herfindahl, and I'll spell that. That's Veronica Herfindahl, and that's Herfindahl.ca. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so Veronica Herfindahl.ca. And then will there be a tab or a something that comes up for them to find this three easy to follow tips?
It's very simple. They go to the website. It's specified there the three key elements that we will be including in this guide, which are website elements, knowing your ideal client, and a very critical, important asset that they may have, but they don't know they have. Mm-hmm. They enter their email and off they go. They will receive instantaneously the easy to follow tips.
Oh, great. That is fantastic. What a generous offer that you have made for our listeners. So thank you so much for creating this. Really sounds like a wonderful resource for our listeners. So that is awesome. Anything that makes starting that process of getting an effective message out there in a way that aligns with our prospective clients, our ideal clients, is huge. So, well, Veronica, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom and just insights during our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
If I may, I have three things that I would like to share.
Oh, okay, sure.
One is have always very clear what is the objective and what is the why. Why are we doing what we're doing, right? I honestly have it in front of me in my office, posted on a wall, not only in my mind, I have it as a reminder, why is it that I'm doing what I'm doing? So have that clear in mind. It really helps me to stay on track and not go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Another thing I would be planning and having small objectives at a time, having small objectives that will take you to the bigger one, but go baby steps, step by steps. And probably the most important one and the one that I keep using every day is do not give up. It is amazing. And there are many good things about being an entrepreneur, and just keep going. Don't give up.
Yeah. I love each one of those. That is just so great. Have the why. And really what this comes down to is also, they call it the mission statement, right? You know, why are we doing the work that we're doing? And I just love taking time to really craft that into a mission statement that serves as that, again, that guiding post. I think we talked about that at the very beginning, and you definitely walk your talk on that one in listening to how you launched after all these years into your own business, taking this vast expertise that you had from your corporate experience and then planning, you know, baby steps, right? I love that. Small baby steps as far as the plan to get to the bigger outcome. So that's great. And then don't give up. Wow. That is a golden nugget of wisdom, you know, and sometimes we're at that place where things are just seeming to be going nowhere, or we're getting those messages from others, you know, like questioning what are we doing? Why are you doing this? You know? And so just relying on that, don't give up, just don't give up. What's the why? Don't give up. Baby steps. So those all come right together. Yeah. I love that. Thank you. That is powerful information and wisdom. So, and I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today. It's just been really enjoyable listening to you share about your business journey and this great work that you're doing.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's been a great experience. Thank you.
Yeah, it's just interesting to me to hear 20 years within the corporate structure and spreading your wings and now really empower entrepreneurs with your knowledge so that they can successfully market and grow their business. It's just such impactful work. So, and again, for our listeners, you can reach Veronica Herfindahl through her website, and that's veronicaherfindahl.ca. And be sure to look for that three easy to follow tips. What was the exact name of that, Veronica, again?
Easy to follow, key tip for a solid marketing foundation.
Perfect. Yes. Look for that. That sounds like a tremendous resource and a wonderful gift. So thank you for that as well. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Veronica Herfindahl. And as always, here's to your success.